Welcome back to The Darker Side, True Crime. I'm your host, Breaker. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend today. Before we start today, a big shout out to Emmy Amelia for bringing this case to my attention. Today we'll be covering the case of Surprise, Daddy! With that said, on with the show. Veterinarian Dr. David Adam Rappaport had been dating 27-year-old Jennifer Lindsay Snyder after meeting her at Maple Hills Veterinary Hospital in Lower McGuire, where she worked, where they worked together. David was married at the age at the time, yet accompanied Jennifer to some family functions, including an Easter dinner and a wedding. Jennifer had told her mother on occasions that David was working on a divorce with his wife and that they were separated. Of course, you wouldn't be listening to this story here on this podcast if this were true. He was telling his wife that he had broken things off with Jennifer, although he was living one great big lie. Jennifer had advised David of her pregnancy, of a pregnancy that she had, and he had freaked the hell out. Jennifer's mother had said in an interview with the Morning Call. Of course, she didn't say hell. I added that in. They had planned to raise a child without David in the picture. At that particular time, they were trying to make amends. This brings us to the fateful night that things would turn ugly. The date is March 2012, and David is practicing with a new sidearm that he just purchased to get a feel for the new weapon. On 17 March, Jennifer was going out to see her boyfriend David. She tells her roommate that she's going to see him, and her roommate advises her against seeing him, but she disregards said warning and proceeds to see him anyway. And as I said before, this is the start of so many bad and sad things for Jennifer. They met at a deli on Route 309. David told Jennifer that he was taking her to the nearby Lay County Zoo, because a favorite place for Jennifer because of her love of animals. They never got to the zoo. David stopped in a secluded part of the Drexler Nature Preserve, where he then carried out his devious plan. He shot Jennifer at close range, once in the back and twice in the mouth, while she was in her car, wrapped her in a Philadelphia Eagles blanket, doused it with bleach, and then stuffed her in garbage bags bound with duct tape. Her car was actually found the next day, about 2 miles away, with blood and shell casings inside. Her body was found a day later. At court, Of course, David had pled guilty to avoid the death penalty. A part of the plea agreement, of course, you have to confess everything. And when he spoke to the court, he had said, quote, "I'm paralyzed with shock over what I've done. From the bottom of my tattered soul, excuse me, and with all the pieces of my heart, I'm profoundly sorry," unquote. A member of Jennifer's family, Patricia Snyder, excuse me, found the apology insincere. Yeah, just looking at the words of it, yeah, I find it kind of insincere myself. She and her family are working to establish a scholarship in Jennifer's name for a student interested in veterinary medicine at Lake Carbon Community College, where Jennifer studied. Patricia Snyder also worked at a veterinarian hospital, as so does her sister Pam. Her daughter Justine has just started studying to become a veterinary technician. Quote, "We are all trying to do the work that Jennifer would be doing if she was still alive today. She would still be helping animals," unquote, Patricia had said. Jennifer's dog, Arthur, a greyhound mix who survived Hurricane Katrina, now lives with Patricia in L okay, I'm gonna slaughter this. I apologize to everyone in Pennsylvania. Lake Lehinton? He joins two other dogs, a cat and a parakeet, that Jennifer brought into Patricia's life through her rescue missions. Her mother said in an interview once, and I quote, "To call Jennifer an animal lover is an understatement," unquote. Another who worked with Jennifer, who wishes to remain anonymous, has said that Jennifer was shy but was great at her job. Before I go any further, a big shout out to the Morning Call. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to do this episode. It's surprising that I didn't hear much about this case. But this case took place in 2012, and it did have national attention. But seeing that lately there's been so much unrest, it didn't get that much coverage along with everything else. Everything else seems to have covered over it. This was a tragic end to a tragic relationship. My mama always told me not to chase another man's woman, or in the lady's case, another woman's man. Having a love triangle is never good. Take my word for it, you can't save the bad apples. They're just rotten to the core. I should know, I've tried on more than one occasion to save a couple of bad apples of the opposite sex. Most are there by choice and can't be persuaded to leave or change. Trust me on that one. With that said, this brings this episode to a close. Thank you for listening and subscribing to my podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe and tell a friend today. Please rate and review this podcast positively if you like it. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any comments or suggestions for cases, please feel free to email info@darkersidepodcast.com. You can find me on my official home on the net, Zafula. And also look for my personal personal page and the podcast pages there as well. That's xephula.com. Feel free to friend me, I will accept. And make sure to like the podcast page as well. Mahalo, and see you next time on The Darker Side.